KFIZ News Time 9:39 as Fun Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios, Heating and Cooling Studios. I'll add here for in this April 6th morning of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we roll on this morning on a Tuesday. And well, pre-sale tickets for the Fond du Lac County Fair go on sale later on this week. And let's talk a little bit about the fair. Of course, it's few months away yet, but I guess the high of 78 the last couple days, we might be thinking about summertime as we welcome in Katie Grinstead, the Fond du Lac County Fair Board President, to tell us about what we can expect for the 2021 Fond du Lac County Fair. Katie, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. Like I said, you know, it's April 6th, a few months away yet from the 2021 edition of the fair, but it's almost time to start thinking about the celebration and all the fun that's going to be happening in Fond du Lac again this year.
Yes, we can't wait for this year. This year we are celebrating our 170th Fond du Lac County Fair, so we're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. 170 years of the Fond du Lac County Fair. Anything special that's going to be taking part this year as part of the celebration?
Yeah, we've got some fun things planned. Probably the biggest, and I think one of the things that worked really well and people liked last year is we are going to open the fair on Tuesday night, kind of a sneak peek, the 13th, with the professional bull riding and barrel racing. And we're going to, after that's done, do our fireworks show similar to what we had last year. So kind of a celebration of 170 years and kicking off the fair.
Very cool. We talk about last year, so many things were canceled or adjusted or postponed or whatever last year, but the fair did go on, although it was modified from what we had hoped it would be. But with the pandemic, obviously health and safety of everybody involved was first and foremost. Kind of recap for us the last year of the fair, and what can we look for, what can we expect heading into 2021? Any modifications at this point that you guys are planning for over there?
Well, we're really proud. I know it was very different from what our normal fair is, but we're really just happy and proud to be able to put on an event for the kids with their 4-H projects and fair projects. And the rest was just to you know, try to have something for the people who felt safe to come out and enjoy. And I think people did. It worked, you know, worked well. This year, we're hoping to go full steam ahead and be back to like our normal fair. Definitely we'll be taking precautions and cleaning and have, you know, extra hand sanitizing stations and different things like that. But we're hoping by July we'll be kind of over the hump, and if people are going to get vaccinated, they will have by then. And we're just really looking forward to the normal fair.
That's it's great to hear. Like we said, so many things had to be canceled or postponed. I know a lot of people maybe kind of breathed a sigh of relief to see that the fair was still around, even if it's even in its modified state last year. Still an opportunity to have some summer fun, and like you mentioned, for the kids too, to still be able to show off their hard work with the animals and different things like that. Their hard work, that's a great opportunity and a good thing to still have around, even in the middle of all the challenges and all the changes of last year too, right?
Well, and that was kind of one of the things for the kids that was normal. You know, everything was so different with school being off, and at least working with their animals, working with their fair projects, it was kind of still a little bit of a sense of normalcy for them. And, you know, that the kids still continue to be the backbone of the fair, and that's kind of why all of us on the fair board put in hundreds and hundreds of volunteer hours, is really just to provide a fun learning experience for the kids. The rest of it is fun, and we want to provide a fun, safe event for our community that we all live and work in too.
It was neat to see the market livestock auction. Of course, we traditionally broadcast that on the airwaves. We still did last year, and it was a different setting, but still good to get out and talk to all the kids and all the folks that have done a lot of great work in our community. And hope to see them all back this year for the traditional setup with the fair. Kate, go ahead, Katie.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think the one thing that we came away with last year is, you know, 170 years is a long time of having the fair. Mm-hmm. We learned some things because we really had to think outside of the box so far to make what we had happen that, you know, some of that stuff from last year we might be implementing. So, you know, we're still in the plannings on some of the events and stuff and how they're going to look. But we did learn some things, and some things did work really well. So,
yeah, definitely a lot of things you could take away, a lot of things that maybe will remain a part of the future fairs going forward. I want to get into the entertainment and kind of the purpose of our conversation to let folks know that pre-sale tickets are going on sale later on this week. Before we get into that information, entertainment, I know you had a lot of great national acts booked for the fair last year. Obviously, with COVID, everything had to kind of get shifted around. So I understand, and when we talked about this before, and we had you on, I think, last year around fair time, Katie, those national acts are actually coming back for the 2021 fair. Is that correct?
That is correct. That was one huge job that was already kind of set in place for 2021. So that's been very helpful.
Who are some of those acts, again, that people could expect at the fair?
Okay, for music acts, Thursday night we have a great trio of little bit older country. We have Aaron Tippin, Colin Ray, and Sammy Kershoff coming. And from what I've heard, it's an awesome show. They all kind of interchange and sing together. So I'm looking forward to that. Friday night, we have Daughtry coming. So he's going to rock the stage Friday night. And then Saturday night, we have Chris Jansen, who has definitely had some big hits here as of late. So we're really looking forward to that also.
And you mentioned the bull riding, barrel racing. I know there's always tractor and truck pulls too, correct?
Yes, that's going to be on Wednesday night. And then our demo derby will again be on Sunday afternoon. So we're going to have, you know, a few more music bands playing in the side stages, hoping to possibly add another smaller stage that I'm working on and still in the kind of infancy stages. And we're also looking to really ramp up and add on to our egg birthing center, which has still been a huge hit, and we're one of the only fairs in the state that has the birthing center, and we're going to put a real big focus on the egg education part of it and really focus on kind of a farm-to-table sort of theme that, you know, kids can learn where their food comes from. So we're really excited about that.
Very cool. So pre-sale tickets, I understand, go on sale Friday. Is that correct?
They go on sale Friday at 10 o'clock on our website, which is FondLacCountyFair.com, and there'll be a yellow buy button that just click on that button, and it'll take you right to the page.
Very cool. FondLacCountyFair.com, Friday at 10, you said?
Friday at 10.
Very cool. We'll look for that link, and that's the best place to go to, the website, if people have questions on anything else going on at the fair as we get closer to fair time coming up in July.
Yep, we're trying to update things as soon as we get things planned, and we're, you know, still a little bit of a work in progress because people are still waiting to see what the summer is going to look like. But as soon as we can get things updated, we're updating.
Very cool. Katie, thanks so much for joining us and keeping us up to date on what's going on with the fair and its 170th year. I'm sure we'll talk again before that start date happens. Have a great day.
Great. Thanks. You too.
Katie Grinstead joining us here from Fond du Lac County Fair Board. Again, the Fond du Lac County Fair coming up in July 14th through the 18th of 2021. And they're going full steam ahead, as you heard Katie say about the fair this year. And if you want more information, again, their website, check that out, FondLacCountyFair.com, and those pre-sale tickets starting Friday at 10 a.m.